Let's get started. We're learning Siman Yud Dalid. This is in Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Yud Dalid. We're going to talk tonight about putting the tzitzis onto the beged. We had before a halacha, if a woman can spin the tzitzis, we said she could, and you just need it to be spun mishman. And we had also that a non-Jew is a machlokis, if he can spin the tzitzis, if there's a Jew watching over him, standing over him, telling him to do it with Shema, the Rambam says it doesn't work, and the Rush holds it does work. Now we're going to talk about these two people, a woman or a non-Jew, to put the strings onto the beged, and also we'll discuss if you need Lishma or not. This is the Dusha Shir. So let's get started now. The Halakha Aleph, Sif Aleph. Tzitzis Shasan in a Yehudi. The tzitzis that a non-Jew put onto the beged, asan here means that he made the actual strings, that he put the strings onto the garment, puzzle, is puzzle. These tzitzis, the putting onto the beged is puzzle. Why? We learn from a pasuk. Dechsiv, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'azulam tzitzis. You should speak to Yisrael, you should speak to the Jewish people, and they should make tzitzis. And here the siya, putting the tzitzis, it means putting the tzitzis onto the beged, lafuki eino yehudi, as opposed to a non-Jew, that he is not able to put the tzitzis onto the beged. So that's clear. First point, halakha is that a non-Jew can't put the tzitzis onto the beged. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah about this point so far. Sifkat nala, pirish. Shetilan bebeged, that the non-Jew put onto the garment, puzzle, it's puzzle. Afilu b'Yisrael, eimed al gabay. Even if he's doing it l'shma, even if there's a Jew standing over and telling him that, you know, we're doing this for a mitzvah, that we have to have strings on our garment, on our four-corner garment, he's telling him to do it for the mitzvah. Even still, that doesn't help, because we have a special pasuk that tells us that only a Jew can put the tzitzis onto the garment. And when Lamdeyula says l'shma, he's teaching him, telling him to do it l'shma, still it doesn't help. Ilu im tavan enu yehudi, that if the non-Jew would be spinning the tzitzis, the string, or I'm trying to think of the word in English when you twist it together, the strings you twist, you combine the two strings to one another, the shazira. So that the non-Jew could do if he has a Jew standing over him telling him to do the Shema. It's kasher according to the Rush, like we learned before. So now we're saying that even in the best of situations where the non-Jew is being instructed to do it for the mitzvah tzitzis, still it's not kasher because it has to be done by a Jew. It has to be put on the garment by a Jew. Period. Now that's davka, v'davka im takvoy b'kanav, oy asa achulya, oy kasher rishon. This is only the asiyah, making the tzitzis, means what's considered to be a tzitzis midoraisa. Now, midoraisa, what that is, to put the strings onto the beged, and then also to tie the knot, and then to spin the first loop. That's midoraisa. After that is minug, and it doesn't matter how many loops and how many knots. There's very high in yanim that why we do the numbers that we do, but the actual asiya is kasher then, because the midoraisa is finished. So then he could have the non-Jew finish tying on the strings, that'll be fine. The woman we'll see is a little better than a non-Jew. That's the next step. The woman is the Mechaber paskins that she's kasher really, and then the Ramah says it's better not to. We'll see. So, but the non-Jew we're speaking about so far, he can't put the strings on, and he can't tie the first knot and do the first loops. But after that, then it's considered finished, and then whatever is done afterwards, he could do. So then certainly a woman could do. So we'll see that again inside. Vidavka takvoy b'kanaf, that's only if he put it onto, put the strings onto the garment, oy asa achulya, or he wrapped it around, oy hakesher rishain, or the first knot. Aval im achulya v'hakesher rishain asa Yisrael, but if a Jew did the first stage, which makes it now tzitzis midoraisa, v'ena yehudi gamar, then the non-Jew, he finished up the rest of the knots and the loops. The Einan Rak Le Mitzvah Baba Alma. It's just a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. So then, it's kosher. Then it'll be kosher. Then he could finish. Fine. Now let's talk about women. The Rishonim bring a raya that a woman is kosher to put the tzitzis on the garment from this first halacha. If you need a special pasuk to tell you that a non-Jew is pasul, so that implies that anybody who is a Jew, Bnei Israel, anybody who is a Jew is kosher. That's the implication. That's what the Rush says in the Tosfos. So that's what the Mechaber Paskins is, that it's kosher. Va'isha kasher la'asosim. She's kosher. That since only a non-Jew is excluded, then we'll assume that anybody who's in the category of a Jew is kosher. Now, the Ramah, the Haggah, is going to be machmir because there were poskim, they were machmir, and there are two reasons why they were machmir. And we're going to only assume like one of them in the Mishnah Berurah. It's very interesting. We'll bring in a very interesting discussion. But the reason that the Mishnah Berurah says a woman can't tie the tzitzis is because there was a Maharam. The Maharam was the Rebbe of the Rush. He's one of the Gedolei Rishonim. And the Maharam was machmir not to have a woman tie the tzitzis because he said that Dabar al Bnei Yisrael is the male. Bnei Yisrael is the male. So if so, then a woman can't put the tzitzis on to the beged. Even though we learned before that a woman can spin the string and she can twist it together, but this action of putting it onto the garment, that she shouldn't do. That's what the Maharam said. So let's see that. The Haggah says, Yesh machmirim v'hatzrik anashim she'asu oisat. That there are machmirim that require men to do the asiyah, to place the strings onto the garment. And that's proper, means that since you could do it yourself, and then it's better to avoid any questions and have the tzitzis in a way that's certainly good. So that's l'chadchila, or machmer, the Mishnah is going to say that the Dievet, it's kasher, but l'chadchila or machmer. Let's see now the Mishnah is on this point about the women. So we said the Mechabahot, women are kasher, and then the Rama says that they're machmir, and then l'chadchila were machmer. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Beit. L'hatzrik ha'nashem, that there are those that require men to put the tzitzis under the garment. Vafilo oimed al gaban loy mahani. Oh, maybe we have one more. Yeah, okay, yeah. Vafilo oimed al gaban loy mahani. Now, even oimed al gaban, the concept of oimed al gaban, like we mentioned previously, was that if you're standing over supervising, then you can make sure that they're doing it lishma. So over here, it's not an issue of lishma, like we said by the goy. Even if you're instructing him and telling him you were doing a mitzvah and this is to do what it says in the Torah, but that doesn't help because the pasuk says that he's not kosher to do it. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael vasulem tzitzis. So since he's not from the b'nei Yisrael, he can't do it. So if we're learning out from the pasuk of b'nei Yisrael by the isha, so it's also the same story. Even if she's doing a lishma and she knows it's a mitzvah, she knows that it says in the Torah, but since the Torah said davka b'nei Yisrael, then the woman is excluded. She can't tie the tzitzis. Da'ad ikhsiv, b'nei Yisrael, v'asu, the pasuk says, b'nei Yisrael, v'asu, that they have to do it, mashma gam l'may, b'nei Yisrael. So b'nei Yisrael, not b'nei Yisrael, that's how we're reading the pasuk, according to Maharam. Fine. But that's only in this action of putting the strings on the garment and tying the knots and making the loops. However, like we mentioned, to spin the string, that's perfectly kosher, and Isha can do that. As long as she does it lishma, just like a man has to do it lishma. Tzivkat and Gimel, Yatsu Esav. Adavka hatuliyah ba'beged. This is only putting the strings onto the garment. Aval hatuviyah, spinning. Vashazira, the twisting strings together. Mutter al yedei nashim. That's kasher with nashim. And that's kasher with nashim. Very good. Period. So now we said that the halakha l'maisei we have here at machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says that a woman is kasher, and the Ramah says they're machmirim. How do we paskin? The Ramah says that it's toib l'chadchila, that l'chadchila we should be machmir and have men put the tzitzis on, tie the tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'kein rui, v'nokoin sh'loi lasos l'chadchila hatalas hatzitzis v'beged. Oh, this is a new halach, excuse me. We're done with the woman, now he's going to say something else. We'll talk about a cotton. So I want to give you a little bit of a introduction to what he's saying over here. A very, very interesting bir halacha, very insightful. He says like this, that in the Mishnah Berurah, he only mentioned the explanation of the Maharam, that when it says in the Torah, B'nai Yisrael, That means Bnei Yisrael are not Bnei Yisrael, right? So that what we call a miut, that exclusion, only excludes women, right? Just like we said, it excludes non-Jews, it'll exclude women as well. But a child, for example, wouldn't be excluded. He's certainly Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, a child, a male child. Yeah, would certainly not be excluded by that pasuk. There's another reason why the Rishonim mentioned that a woman should not tie a tzitzis onto the garment. There's Rabbeinu Tam was the grandson of Rashi, we know. He was one of the Bali Taisusim. So the Rabbeinu Tam said a different reason why women shouldn't put tzitzis onto the beged is because since she's not obligated in the midst of tzitzis, so then she can't make the tzitzis. And he brought a raya, the Gemara says clearly by tefillin, such a concept that since they don't tie the tefillin, so then they can't make it, they can't write the tefillin. And so he wanted to apply that concept that we find by tefillin to all other mitzvahs. She's not obligated in tzitzis, so she can't make the tzitzis. She's not obligated in sukkah, she can't make a sukkah. But this is a broader concept that a person who is not obligated in something can't make the object, the hefza of the mitzvah. Yeah. So since it's a broader concept, it wouldn't only be limited to women. A child who is also not obligated in the mitzvah also can't make the object of the mitzvah. He can't do the hefza of the mitzvah. So according to the svara, the explanation of the Rabbeinu Tam, it would come out a difference in halacha in regards to a child. Right? According to the first explanation we said of the Maharam, that the reason why women can't make the tzitzit is because it says Bnei Yisrael. So that only excludes women. It doesn't exclude children. Whereas according to the way the Rabbeinu Tam explained, that the reason why a woman can't do this, she's not obligated in tzitzit, so she can't make the tzitzit that she's not obligated in. A child is also not obligated, also can't make the tzitzit that he's not obligated. So that's a difference in the explanation. According to the Maram or the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Be'er Lacha says that we're only going to be machmir like the Maram and not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So there's a side to say that a child is a little bit better than a woman. A male child is a little bit better than a woman. So let's see now we're going to see the halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says in the Mishnah Berurah. So we talk about a child. It's proper and right. So we shouldn't have a child who's less than 13 put tzitzis onto a garment. Now, the lesson over here, the Mishnah Berurah, is very meduyak. He says, we shouldn't do it, which means that the evid of a child put strings onto an adult garment, then the adult could wear the garment. It's kasher b'diyat. B'chatchila, it should not be done. Because he really is B'nai Yisrael. And also, even that was l'chatchila. We see that even the halacha by women is only l'chatchila. If a woman actually puts the tzitzis on, then b'diyat, it's good. So that's one issue. And then there's another point that the Mishnah Berurah says, is that it's only if he puts the tzitzis into a gadol's talis, into a gadol's garment. But let's say he puts tzitzis into a katan's garment, so then it's kasher. Because if he's chayiv in chinuch, so then he's called chayiv bedavar in regard to another child. So even though in relation to an adult who's obligated from the Torah and the mitzvah, so the child is called pater in relation to the adult, because the child's only chayev midirabban and an adult's chayev midiraisa. But for another child who's obligated in chinuch just like him, they're both obligated in the same level, so they're both considered chayev bedavar. And then, according to the svara of the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the svara of both Rabbeinu Tam and the Maram, he's called obligated in the matter, and he's Bnei Yisrael, so then he could do the mitzvah. So that the Be'er Lacha says, halacha lemaise, that a child can put tzitzis into his own garment. And he says, interestingly enough, even when he grows up and he's 13 years old, he could still wear that garment that was made by himself. That's what he says, halacha lemaise. So that's why in the Mishnah Berurah, when he says that the child who's less than 13 shouldn't put tzitzis in, he's careful to say he shouldn't put tzitzis into a beged that's going to be used by a gadol. because if he puts it into a garment that's used by a cotton, he could use it. Let's go further now. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. And then he says, Aval imhu ben yud gimel shanim v'yayim echad. However, let's say that he's 13 years old. Just he didn't have, he's not a gadol with Shtei Cyrus. He just didn't bring Bei Cyrus. Then we don't have to remachmir. So he's saying that we could be lenient and rely on the other poskim that say that it's kasher if he's 13 years old in one day. Narsa Zachayim Mekel Afil Chadchila Alayde Katan. Narsa Zachayim the Malbim was Mekel that a child Mamish can make the tzitzis, but the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Lacha doesn't agree with that. Period. So now we have three different cases over here. We have a child that's 13 and 13 in one day. He just doesn't have Bei Cyrus. And then we have, I guess this is two cases. A child is 13 in one day and he doesn't have Bei Cyrus, or a cotton mamish. So if he's 13 in one day without Bei Cyrus, then he can make the tzitzis l'chatchila. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And then if he's a cotton mamish, so there is a Malbim that says that he's kasher, but the Mishnah Berurah holds it's only bidyat. Yeah, because that's what the local might say. Now, this whole discussion that we're talking about, both the 13-year-old and the child, is all assuming that he's doing this l'shma. There's a halacha that we're going to see later in Sif Beis, but just like we have to spin the tzitzis and we have to twist the tzitzis together, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, so we also have to put the tzitzis onto the garment, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So a child, this whole discussion of Bnei Yisrael is a question of, is a child excluded from the mitzvah of tzitzit? Or if he's not chayav in tzitzit, is he excluded from the mitzvah of tzitzit? But there's another issue, which is that every person who puts tzitzit onto the garment has to do it l'shem mitzvah tzitzit. So we're assuming the whole time that in a case where we're going to allow a child to put the tzitzit on, it's that they're doing it l'shem mitzvah tzitzit. So now by a child, you have to stand over him for him to be doing it lishma. So that's the last point in the Mishnah Berurah. Kol zeh davka begadol oimid al gabbai. That whether he's 13 in a day without Bei Cyrus or he's a cotton mamish, you need a gadol standing over him, instructing him to do it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis hamalam dehu, to instruct him lasay lishma to do it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis avul bo'av haki. Afilin kavar yitilam akotin bebeged tarech latirim v'lachzer v'lisna. Even if b'di'evit, the child put the tzitzis on, you have to take them off and retie them. Yeah, so that's clear to everybody. So we had two different madregas of katan that we discussed. If he's 13 and he has Bei Cyrus, then he's a gadol, there's no question. If he's 13 without Bei Cyrus or a katan, so he says like this, l'chatchila, if he's 13, he can put the tzitzis on, he just has to be l'shma, has to have a gadol standing over him and telling him to do l'shma. And if he's a cotton, so l'chatchila he shouldn't do it. And b'di'avid, if he did it, and there was a gadol standing over him, instructing him to do l'shma, so then we could assume that it's kasher. Okay, very good. Let's go further. So now we're back to the topic of the woman. We said that l'chatchila she shouldn't put the tzitzis under the beged, so that's davka l'chatchila, but b'di'avid is kasher, says the Mishnah Berurah. Aval b'di'avid mutter. The diavad it's mutter and the beggar is kasher. Rafila b'loy oimid al gaba. Here we don't need oimid al gaba. The whole concept we said of standing over a person is to make sure they're doing lishma. She's an adult and she knows what she's doing. As long as she realizes what the mitzvah is and it needs to be lishma, so then she's trustworthy to do it lishma. And then if loyma she tila l'shem tzitzis, we could trust her that she did it for the mitzvah of tzitzis and it's kasher. Great. Now let's talk about the next halakha, which we were referring to until now. We're assuming until now that when we put tzitzit onto the garment, it has to be done l'shma. It has to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzit, like we had before by the twisting of the strings and by the spinning of the strings, it has to be done l'shma. So the truth is that this is a machlokas rishayim, that the Beis Yosef brings down the Rosh and Rashi hold that you need to have the strings put onto the garment l'shma, and the Rambam holds that you do not have to have the strings put on l'shma. It's a machlokas. So in Shulchan Aruch we're going to see that the chatchila one should put them on l'shma, and b'di'evid the Rambam was big enough that we can rely on him that the garment is, he can wear it, he just shouldn't make a bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to see. Let's see that inside. Hitl Yisrael tzitzis, the beged of Yisrael put tzitzis onto a beged, and he did it without kavana. Bloy kavana, so he wasn't thinking about lishma, not lishma, he just wasn't thinking. In ein tzitzis akerim matuyim lakshiroi, there's no other tzitzis to make this kasher. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, he's a kasher, why can't he just take the tzitzis out and put them in again? So we'll see two examples when that's not possible. But he has no other tzitzis to make this garment kasher, so he's in a bind. Yesh lismaik ala Rambam shemakshir, we can rely on the Rambam who says that it's kasher, avaloyevarekla, but don't make a bracha. So it means that it's not lechatchila over here to rely on the Rambam, but if we're in a bind where there's no other option, and this is what he has, is a garment that he puts tzitzis in, it was not lishma, so then we can rely on the Rambam that's called tzitzis, and you can wear the garment. It's not called wearing a garment without tzitzis, a four-quarter garment without tzitzis, and just don't make a brach on it, because it's a machluk. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Vav. Bli kavana. He put it on without the kavana, without thinking, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, or tzoloimar. She'asa ha'kesher el-yoin. He made that first knot, shumida raisa, which is the Torah requirement for putting on the tzitzis, b'li kavana, without kavana. He put that, he wasn't thinking. Aval im kasher kesher el yain v'chulya achas v'kavana. But if he put that first knot and the first chulya, the first wrap around the string, with kavana, aval pisha asasharak sharam v'chulya is achakach, shalol lishma, even if the rest of it was done without kavana, let's say he stopped or something, he took a break and he came back, and the rest of it he did without kavana. So gam b'di'ika tzitzit achem yesh lahakshir, even if he has other tzitzit, this is kasher l'maisei, because like we said, that the ikar midaraisa is the first knot and the first wrap around, the first chulyas, I think a chulya minimum is three times around. Well, kaponim, that first section of wrapping around, so then it's going to be kasher midaraisa, and then everything he does afterwards is not ma'akev, is not not necessary, and therefore the lishma doesn't make it possible if he's missing that. Fine. So the Mechaber says we should do a lishma, and if we forgot, so then we can rely on the Rambam that's maksha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, afilu im asa ha'tuliya v'gam kolak sharim v'chulyos shaloi v'kavana. He did everything without kavana. He put it on, and he tied it, and he wrapped it around, everything. He did the whole tzitzit. Shaloi b'kavana, without kavana, it's still kasher. The svirlei, avagav debay tevia lishma, mikol makam atalia loy bay lishma. Even though we need tevia, even though we have to spin the tzitzit lishma, but when we put them on the garment, it doesn't have to be lishma. Now, how does the Rambam know this? So the Rambam learned it also from the previous halacha. We have a halacha that it says dabel b'nei Yisrael vasulahem tzitzit. Right? You have to tell the Yidden that they make tzitzit. So we learn from there that a non-Jew is not kosher to make tzitzit. So the Rambam, when he learned this halacha, he started scratching his head. He says, listen, a non-Jew, when he puts in the tzitzit, he's not kosher. A non-Jew anyway is not kosher because you need lishma. And the non-Jew, the Rambam holds that a non-Jew, even if you stand over him and tell him to do lishma, it's not lishma. So the Rambam holds the non-Jew anyway is going to be possible. Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that putting the strings on the baggage is possible? So the Rambam said, it must be that you don't need to put the strings on the baggage lishma. So if you don't need to put the strings on the baggage lishma, so then you need a special pasuk to tell you that a non-Jew is not kasher. You don't need lishma, so really he should be kasher to put the strings on. And that's why the pasuk tells you that no, he's not kasher, daber el b'nei Yisrael, only b'nei Yisrael and not a non-Jew. That's how the Rambam looked at this pasuk. He looked at this drasha. The Yalev law, he learns it out, midichsi, from the pasuk that it says, b'nei Yisrael, lafuki, oyved gilulim, as opposed to a non-Jew. Shma mina. So you can infer from there the Yisrael b'li kavana kasher, that it's only the non-Jew who he doesn't have kavana when he puts on the tzitzis, he's pasul. But a Jew who puts on the tzitzis without kavana, he's kasher. Period. That's the Rambam. Rambam holds you don't need kavana when you put tzitzis onto the garment, and therefore we can rely on him b'di'evit. Now the Mishnah Berurah started scratching his head. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say that it's kasher? Listen, just you don't have to rely on the Rambam. Untie the strings and put it on again. What's this the whole business? It's machlokas and you can rely on the Rambam b'di'evit. Just don't make a bracha. It's not pashut. Just unstring the take them off and be yotzi according to everybody. That's a very good question. So Mishnah Berurah says the parrot says that there are certain situations where he can't fix it. Either it's Erev Shabbos and it's too late, he doesn't have enough time to untie the strings and tie them on again. That would be one example where he could rely on the Rambam. Another example he says is if a person has a string that's broken, so we said that now that it's broken, it's the Begit Tzil Kasher. The Diavad, it's kasher. But to take the string off and put it back on, he's not allowed to do that, because the chatchila to put a broken string on the beged is not kasher. It's only kasher the Diavad. If it was once kasher and then broke, you can leave it like that. But to put it on the chatchila broken is not kasher. So if he has no other strings, and he has a string that was put on by the non-Jew, and now it broke, so he's not allowed to untie it and retie it. So there are two examples that Mr. Bruce says you could have a situation where there's no option of retying it. Let's do that inside. The Ein Leimar don't say Yatiru Miabeged Yakzer of Yitnim Bekavana L'Shem Mitzvah. We'll just untie it and then retie it with Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, and then you can be to everybody. Don't say that. Why? Yesh Leimar Demayrishu Samak L'Shabbos V'Einshu Zlatir L'Kashem. It could be it's just for Shabbos. He doesn't have the time to untie it and then retie it. And therefore, we can rely on the Rambam this Shabbos and wear the tzitzis just without a bracha. And then, according to that explanation, in that situation, he would have to untie them motzi Shabbos and retie them. Fine. The other example, inani, shenifzak echad meirashav, that if one of the strings broke, so then there's alaka of gardume tzitzis, that if it was already broken, it could remain kasher, since it was tied and the kashrus originally. But once it's like that, you can b'di'evid, you can rely on it, but you can't reuse those same strings to retie l'chatchila. V'im yatireim, if you'll untie them, yehi aser l'achzor v'litneim b'beged, then he's not allowed to retie them into a beged, k'mo shekasev b'simen yudbeis, like we learned before in Simen Yudbeis. Okay, so let's just make sure we got that clear. We explained the shita of the Rambam is that the tzitzis that were put on the beged Shalol Lishma Akasha, because he holds you don't need Lishma at all. That we learn out from the Pasuk, the Limud, that says that a non-Jew cannot put the tzitzis on, so we infer from there that a Jew who puts it on without Kavana is Kasher. And then we said that the case where we rely on the Rambam is in one of two situations. Either it's Erev Shabbos, he doesn't have time to untie it, or that he can't untie it because the string is broken. Now let's go further. I have one more sif cotton over here in this sif. The Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't make a brach on it, so we're going to say because the other opinion, like we said, the Rashi and the Rush, hold that you need to put the tzitzis onto the beged lishma. And then we're going to say where they learned that out from. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu im le'asa raka techiva v'kanav shalo lishma. Even if only the techiva, just putting the strings onto the garment, was done, Shalol Lishma, it's also possible. It means even though, let's say, he realized afterwards and he started tying them, L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, and wrapping them around L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, but because he only realized it after he put them onto the garment, it's too late, because we need all three of those processes, putting it on the garment, and tying, and the wrapping around, all has to be done L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, and therefore, if he missed from the beginning, he has to go back. The closer came, and all the more so, he must have kasher elyon shalol lishma. If he tied the first knot, shalol lishma, because that's midaraisa, you need lishma. The Rashi, v'arash, v'taisvus, the Rashi and the Rash and the taisvus, they all hold the sfirlu, the be'inim midaraisa, gam kein taliyah lishma. That the strings have to be put onto the garment, lishma, l'shem mitzvah tzitzit, kra, the mid goy. So now the question is, we have a pasuk that says that a goy can't tie it. I got a case where even a Jew can't tie it. So why do we have to have a pasuk, Dabar al-Bnei Yisrael, that they shouldn't put that a Jew has to do this. This is not a non-Jew. Why are we only limiting a non-Jew? We should be limiting a Jew who doesn't have kavana. That's talking about that the non-Jew is doing it lishma. Okay, just a second. He was asking a different question. The question was that now that you need lishma, so then why do you need a pasuk to tell you that the non-Jew can't put on tzitzit? Well, obviously, he can't put on tzitzit because he can't do lishma. So the Rosh and the Rashi and the Tosfos, they don't agree with the Rambam. They hold that that it does help to stand over the non-Jew and teach him to make it lishma. So since it's possible for him to have to put tzitzis on l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, so then you need a pasuk to tell me in that situation that he is not kosher to do it. You're asking how a person could do he's not obligated, he doesn't have commandments, so how can he do something for the commandments? I guess we would explain to him that it says in the Torah that this is, what does it mean to the person who doesn't? It's not so difficult to understand. The Rambam says that when the Bnei Noach have seven mitzvahs, right, and they're supposed to keep the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Rambam says they're supposed to keep the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach because it says in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu that they have to keep the seven mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach. If they just keep them because that's minhag avoseihem bideihem, they have a mesorah from Noach, then they're not being mekayem the mitzvahs Bnei Noach. I mean, a goy who understands that there's a Torah and that this is the mitzvah of the Torah. Hashem Yisbarach tells us to do what it says in the Torah. And it says this in the Torah, so this is our commandment. So you said, we're doing this for a mitzvah, a commandment from God to do this mitzvah. Okay, I mean, it's true that there could be Jews, there could be non-Jews that wouldn't understand that. I guess we're talking about that you can explain it to him, and then he says he's doing it for that purpose, and we can, according to the Rosh, we can trust that that's what he's doing, and we're standing over him, we're instructing him, and he tells us that's what he's doing it for. So we can assume that he means business. The Rambam says that even in that situation, we don't know what's going on in his mind. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam holds that we can't trust that he really means it lishma because we don't know. Even if we're instructing him, we don't know what he's thinking. But the Rosh holds that no, instruction works. You tell him that this is the purpose, and he says that's what he's doing. So then we can assume that's really what he means. So since they hold, the Rosh holds that it's possible for a non-Jew to do a mitzvah, to tie the tzitzis lishma. So then, that's when you need the pasuk, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, that only Bnei Yisrael can put on the tzitzis and not the non-Jew. Since the non-Jew has a ability to do it lishma, so we would think he would be kosher. He's kosher to spin the tzitzis, if you're standing over him and telling him to do lishma. He's kosher to twist the tzitzis together if you're standing over him telling him to do lishma. So we'd think the same thing. He'd be kosher to put it into the bag. Now we have a special puzzle to tell them, no, Dabro Bnei Yisrael, the Asulam tzitzis, only Bnei Yisrael can make the tzitzis, can put it on the baguette and not the non-Jew. That's the limud according to the Rosh and the other Rishonim that go like that. Lighting a fire, what do you mean? Oh, that's even, yeah. There, I need you're asking about lighting a fire for Bishul Yisrael. Yeah, you need it for Bishul Yisrael. There was a gezeira that we don't want to eat from food cooked by a non-Jew. It was a gezeira of chasness that we'll marry them and then we'll come to serve idols. So that was a gezeira, and there was a leniency, which is machlokas Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, which we obviously go like the Ramah, that you can have a shlachas kitten as long as you start the fire is enough. So that's our custom in the kashas is that that mashkiach or whoever is responsible, the Jew, will turn on the fire, and then the non-Jew could put the food. Continue with from the end. That's just the pshat is that has a din of Bishul Yisrael since it was started the Bishul through the Jew. Here, it's not so much that he's starting it. The pshat is that you can know what his intention is if you're instructing him, standing over him, and instructing. So that's the case of the pasuk is where we know he's doing it lishma, and even still, it's possible because the Torah says davka b'nei Yisrael and not in a Yehud. Okay, therefore, tzarech lizayr lechatchila koydem hatalia bebeged yaitzi besvasa beferush shetayla kol elu atzitzes l'shem tzitzes. Since we have here a machlokes, you have the Rosh and the Rashi and the Tosfos that all say that you need lishma, so therefore we have to be careful to say clearly with our mouth out loud l'shem mitzvah tzitzes in order to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. Like we wrote before in regards to spinning and twisting the strings together. What the Mishnah Berurah is alluding to is that over there we said that it's a shaila in the poskim if a person thinks to put the tzitzis on lishma, or in the case over there, to spin it and to twist it, to think it alone. And so that's why he's saying that it's best to avoid any questions that he should say clearly that he's putting it on lishma to avoid the question if makshava is good enough. The Bir Lakh explains that if he thought explicitly that he wants to do lishma, he just forgot to say it, so then b'di'evid, he can be lenient. He says that over here, since you have the Rambam that doesn't need lishma at all, and other reasons why in this specific case of putting the tzitzis onto the beged, there's more leniency, so then he says with makshava, together with those other leniencies, b'di'evid is kasher. Whereas he was misupik by the case of spinning, if he only thought it and didn't say it, he wasn't sure if it's kasher b'di'evid. But over here, when it comes to the din of putting it on, so then he's mekel b'di'evid. That's a good thing to know. If a person likes to put on their own tzitzis and they did forget, they had a Mishnah Berurah, but he thought clearly he wants it to shame mitzvah tzitzis. He just forgot to say the word. So then the Mishnah Berurah is going to be makshar b'di'evid. One more point from the Bir Lakha is that he says that that if a person starts doing the mitzvah lishma, and then he continues and he's just doing it stam. So he says that there's a concept that we go after the tchila, that whatever he thought first, then it can continue from one thing to the next. So he says, even though the strings are in four separate corners of the beged, but since the first string was put on l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, so we could assume that the rest of the tzitzis are also done l'shman, and then he has a little bit of a question about this. He really holds that that's good enough, but then he says that if you really want to be yotze without any question, then ideally what you do is, before you start putting on the tzitzis, you say b'feirish clearly, L'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and kol ma'ashani oisa, yia l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So then, since he said, whatever I'm going to do is l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, that'll certainly include all four corners, and then he has no question whatsoever. That's l'chanchila, if a person is putting on his own tzitzis, then we say that he should do it, he should have an adult, and it should be a man, and he should say clearly before he puts it on, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and all the tzitzis should be l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and then he does the mitzvah in the best way possible. Okay? Okay.